Go back to my phone lines and then lots of texts and emails and giveaways between now and midday. Trish, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my phone call.
I came across your story yesterday because I was chatting to Brenda about it, because you were talking about it. And then the gist of it is, don't be afraid to get tested. Don't be afraid to go back to your GPs. Don't be afraid to engage with hospitals and doctors if you're unwell, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Because you're currently on treatment for breast cancer. How's that going for you?
I am. Good. I started my chemo on Wednesday morning under Dr. O'Reilly in South Infirmary, and it was just fantastic. I felt safe from the minute I went in to the minute that I left on Wednesday.
Were you apprehensive in advance about going into a hospital?
Oh, God, I was. I'll give you a brief history. My mom was, when she over 50, she started getting the free, you know, the mobile breast unit would come around to her area, so she said she'd get checked in every year. And there was no breast cancer in our family. And one year, she wasn't going to get it done because something was going on in her family. And my father said, nope, you're getting it done. So she got it done anyway and was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then 3.5 years later, my sister was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then I got linked in under Professor Corrigan and his fantastic team in the breast clinic in COH. And so 4 years on, here I am diagnosed with breast cancer. So I was diagnosed.
Was your mum successfully treated and everything? She was?
Yes, she's doing very well. She's 8 years after, and my sister is currently on treatment. So she's about 4.5 years in.
And did anybody say that was peculiar, that you'd have three people in the same family all with breast cancer?
There was no history before my mum. So, but now they didn't expect my sister or me to end up with breast cancer. But then when she was diagnosed, they said, oh, here, we better get you checked out. And I'm going to be checked for the BRCA gene now from here on in. So I suppose I just wanted to get across that I was diagnosed in February at the start of this pandemic. And I had my scan in mid-February, and then I had a biopsy at the end of February, and I met Dr. Corrigan in early March, and I ended up going back for an MRI, and then I went back in again to find out what was my next stage treatment, and then it was for surgery. And I suppose I actually, even though the coronavirus was hitting, I just wanted at every stage, I just wanted to get in, get sorted, get done. And even when my surgery date was the 26th, I wasn't even concerned about my diagnosis. I wasn't concerned about the coronavirus. I just wanted to get in, have my surgery done and get it over with. I actually was so nervous the day before because I found out at 4:30 my surgery was going to go ahead on the 26th, the day before. And up until then, I wasn't sure. Even though he told me, he promised me he would sort me out, I actually vomited the morning of my surgery because I was that nervous. And because I hadn't told my family, because obviously they're not from Cork, so they couldn't travel up to see me.
So you kept it to yourself.
I didn't want them worrying at each stage, where you're going to get your scan done, where you're going to get this done, where you're going to get your biopsy results, where you're going to have your
surgery. So they knew nothing of any of that?
They knew nothing. All my poor husband, Craig, rang them when I came out of surgery, and he told them.
Okay. Now, when you went into the hospital, did they make you feel very much at ease?
Oh, very much. I mean, Dr. Corrigan and his two nurses, Evelyn and Yvonne, I'd be killed if I don't mention them. They were like my family at the time. They made me feel so safe. I didn't at any stage think I was under any risk of contracting anything.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'd say I was the happiest person they actually put out in theatre, and they could have taken whatever they wanted, to be honest.
And all along the process, everybody you met clearly was all PPE'd up, were they?
Oh, God. After my surgery, I had drains in. So I was in and out for 4 weeks for the whole month. Last month, I'd say I was in twice a week. And I sterilized my hands, went up to the breast unit. They came out to me. They checked my temperature. They brought me to the toilet. I did a hand wash with soap and water. Then I cleaned my hands again with sterile alcoholic hand rub.
Yeah.
Then I was sat down in the waiting room. There was a good 2 meters between me and anyone else. And then I was brought into a room and my wound was checked and they wore gloves and they had masks on.
Gotcha.
I did not at any stage feel, and I have lived in there for the last, I'd say I've been in weekly since I was diagnosed, in and out of hospital between the Fountain Infirmary and COH. And even going to get my chemo, I didn't, it was the same thing. Sterilised my hands when I went in. They brought me into a room. I had my temperature checked. I had a mask put on. And then I was brought into the infusion room.
They can do no more than that, in fairness to them.
No, yeah. And all the healthcare workers were wearing masks. And it was just fantastic.
And do you think that there's a lot of people who are apprehensive, who may be unwell or might suspect something and are just kind of sitting on it?
I do, and you hear it. Yeah, I do. And you hear it on the radio the whole time. And my husband would kill me if I don't mention he's a first responder in Carrigtwohill. And they even noted that chest pain call-outs have gone down. And there's a lot more cardiac arrest because people are afraid to say that they're actually having chest pain at home. And to be honest, if you don't actually contact the ambulance services and tell them you have chest pain, and then you end up in cardiac arrest, you're going to hospital anyway.
Yes.
You know, you're out.
So they've seen a spike in those call-outs that could have been prevented if people took action sooner. Yeah,
absolutely. And apparently the statistics are out there to confirm that. So I suppose people are afraid. But like as I just wanted to ring in and say, like, I've been in every week for the last 2 months and I have never once felt unsafe.
Well said. Okay.
I have actually felt very cocooned, if anything else.
Okay. And let that be a consolation to people who may be unwell and doing nothing about it. You're saying pick up the phone, the system is there, it is working, you're proof of it. All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, good luck with the chemo, Trish. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Thanks very much. Thanks for taking my call.
You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye.